And what we're going to focus on today is how to create your best, or how to make 2020 your best singing and performance year ever. Now, I know it's not even 2020, but I'm a huge fan of getting connected and sort of thinking about the foundations, thinking about what I want for the year that is ahead and starting to, check in with those pillars and lay things down. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to try and do it in November. So I started about 2 weeks ago, with the help of a sort of an online community that I belong to. And it has been the most amazing thing. So I finished yesterday and I was like, man, this is the perfect thing to talk about in the weekly live. And so here I am, and I've mapped out a couple of things that I would like to share with you on how you can guarantee 2020 is going to be an awesome year. Now, why you start now is because it gives you a bit of a runway to be able to firstly figure out what it is that you want to do before the 1st of January comes along. And usually at this time of year, it's pretty crazy for most professional musicians, or it's about to get really crazy. So ideally, you do that kind of 2020 planning before things really kicked off crazy with the silly season. And it just gives you a chance to reverse engineer your process so that you can say, hey, I've got this really big thing I want to do. I want to book a gig somewhere amazing. And you work backwards and you figure out what the steps are that you need to take to implement to really achieve that goal. And it's also really important because well, I'm going to share with you some key insights as to when people actually do start booking gigs. A little bit of background about me. Aside from being a pro singer and a vocal coach, I also used to produce events, big events. And so the event that I used to produce was at the end of the year, Christmas in the Park, and we would start auditioning 6 months before the show even kicked off. And most people, whether it's releasing albums, singles, booking gigs, most people who are involved with these kinds of events that require a release date or something behind it to make it a successful event or release promotion, you need about 6 months, at least 6 months to kind of lead into it. And that is why I want you to start thinking now about what it is, what performance opportunities you'd like to create for yourself next year. Now, I'm going to use really New Zealand specific examples because that's where I live. But of course, you can do a simple Google search and find out all the information about the like-minded events or the things that I'm mentioning for you today. So let's just kick straight into it. Now, like I said, the whole goal is to figure out first just what do you want 2020 to look like for your voice and for the performance opportunities that are ahead of you. It is completely specific to you. There's no right, there's no wrong. It could be book an open mic night. It could be book a really high profile New Year's Eve, end of year festival. There's no right or wrong. But you still need to make the plan and then work your way back. So our goal is to just come up with the ideas that we want first and foremost, and then reverse engineer your way back. So I'll give you an example. Like I said, now is a great time to do it because people are often looking for acts that are going to perform this time next year in the middle of the year. So I'll give you an example of the things that usually come up on the New Zealand music industry calendar. In January, we have a festival called a gig festival called Soundsplash. There's One Love. In February, there's Splore and a whole slew of gigs as part of the Music in the Park series that the Auckland City Council puts on. In March, there's WOMAD and there's Pacifica. In April, usually Easter weekend, a lot of jazz festivals happen here in New Zealand, one in Waiheke, one in Tauranga. May is New Zealand Music Month, and that is where we celebrate all things New Zealand music. But there are a ton of gigs and there's a lot of advertising promotions that happen around that time. In June, that is the time that I notice that people are starting to take submissions for all of the events that I have just mentioned. So 6 months in advance. So they're looking, if we're talking about what's coming up in 2020, in June of 2020, that's when the event organizers are going to be looking at what's happening in 2021 or summer of 2020 leading into 2021. And then, it just continues. It continues with Christmas in the Park auditions. They usually happen around July. You've got Big Sound in Brisbane, which is an amazing gig if you're wanting to take your music further abroad. But you need to apply for these things and you need to apply for them early. Not to mention in New Zealand, we're very, very lucky. We have an amazing New Zealand Music Commission and some amazing government funded grants that can help us to release music. But that happens every 2 months, right? Or maybe even every month, depending on what you're going for. You still need to be able to put a pin in it and say, okay, in May, I want to do this. And then gives you time to reverse engineer and make a plan. So that's all I'm saying. Those are some ideas that you can work towards. But you really need to start now, leading into those, to start preparing and figuring out what you might need. Now, from a logistics perspective, you're going to have some great, a great kind of electronic press kit or an EPK or some form of, some way of communicating who it is you are, like a CV or a bio, whatever you want to call it, usually music terms, bio. You'll have a one sheet usually that outlines the things that you've done, the things that the upcoming releases or standout performances, both prior and about to happen. You'll also share links. They can be hosted links, so they don't need to be downloadable links to your music, and definitely some visual representations of your music, so videos or some great photos of you in action or a little bit. Just really giving the people an idea, the people who are making the decisions, an idea of who you are. And it doesn't matter how famous you are, how much exposure you've had. I think it's really great smart to always be updating that and to always be assuming that you're going to have to work hard and audition to get the gig. Because every year there are great artists coming up and nothing is set in stone. So, if you are going from a performance perspective, think about getting your voice ready. Think about getting gig fit. And the easiest way to do it is little and often with your daily rituals. So my three go-tos are sirens, singer stretches, and they are essentially both stretches for your voice and for your body to release tension, which is this enemy of the singer. And then some form of speaking voice mindfulness. So it's about preventative care. That's the baseline. And then, of course, you're patching on, making sure that you're warming up, you're cooling down, you're giving yourself a good amount of vocal rest after any high voice use. And it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it, that you're always utilizing amazing voice technique. And so, to give you an example of why that's important, is because I think if you don't do these things, not only do you run the risk of missing out on these opportunities just because you're not ready with the logistics, the EPK, or you get the gig and your voice isn't ready. So not only do you blow the opportunity because the performance is subpar, you also don't enjoy the performance because your confidence isn't great and you're not feeling a part of the performance. And that's the goal. So, I have tons of information on the blog at bignotesgetvotes.com/blog about getting ready for performances, my prep steps, getting gig fit. And also this year in 2020, I'm going to be doing some online workshops, some in-person workshops, and I have planned a new online singing course, which I did one a few years back, and it was great because I learned to study voice. I study voice online, so for me it's a no-brainer because there are some really key techniques and tips and tools that you can utilize. So I'm going to share those with you and make that available. That will be coming out in May of 2020. So that's what I've been thinking towards and when I'm going to do these workshops, and I will of course keep you posted. I just want to make sure that you have the opportunity to plan in advance the things that you want to do and give it the time and the space that it deserves. So, no matter where you are in your artist development, this process is essential. Now, how do you do it? I think the best way to do it is to, I like post-it notes. I wonder if I can have a, this is probably going to be such a bad idea. No, I probably won't. I've got everything all precariously perched, but I like post-it notes. And I write all my ideas on the post-it notes, and I have windows in my office, and I pop them up in my windows, and that's the way that I plan. So I write, okay, so if it's an online course or a coaching workshop, a vocal coaching workshop, I'll pop it up, and then I can move things around and figure out when I'm going to do it, how much time I have to lead into it and plan it, make sure I have my artists and my clients are ready and they want it. Then once you've had that planning, for me, I'm quite tactile. Like, I really like the feel of writing things down. So you're going to sit down, and you can even print off a, you know, like a month calendar, January, February, March, April, May, all the way through, like 12 months, and you can literally write it out, map it out, see what fits, and then you can transfer it to a digital diary of some description or Google, you know, Google Cal, or I use planning tools like Asana and Trello, which are great visual planning tools. And in that process of transferring it from the written to the digital, it's almost like an editing process as well. So when I'm in it, I'm just creating, and I'm not thinking about how I'm going to do it or where it's going to go. I just create it and I go. And then when I transfer it, that's the editing process. So for me, that works really well. And the first thing that you'd put in is, of course, you'd go and you'd get. Now, in New Zealand, we have this the New Zealand Musician Magazine used to release these great planning calendars. That's giant. So you can stick it on your wall. I'm going to show you. They are the best things that have ever been created. And it literally is pre-filled with all the key industry dates that are coming up. So you know when the music grants are due. You know when the New Zealand Music Awards are coming. You just have everything outlined for you. Now, they stopped the print version of the magazine last year, and so my fingers are crossed. I've looked online. I can't see yet, so if anyone knows, please let me know if they're going to be doing a 2020 printable calendar, because I would actually pay for that. I think it's something really essential, and no matter where you are, you might have a resource like that, or you might be able to create one in a shared calendar and get all your musomates to just put all the events that they can think of on there so that you don't ever miss a thing. But I'm pretty sure if you've got a solid music industry in wherever you are, and we have a great music industry here in New Zealand, that there will be some kind of resource. But that's the one that I use every single year. I map out all the dates, I see what's going on. And so I look for the pillars, the things that generally happen every year, like holidays, like particular events, like birthdays, like gigs or tours that I know are going to happen every year. I can put them in, and then I work around that. So I know what pockets of time I've got. And it also does a great thing. It allows me to create white space. Because if I can see a period of time that is already looking like crazy chaos, I can make some better decisions about what's most important to me, what is really going to help me move my voice development, create performance opportunities for myself, and I can learn to say no to the things that aren't going to support that. There is nothing wrong with saying no. It's about almost like a time budget, you know, like if you got $10 in your pocket, that's how much you got to spend, and there you go. If you've only got a certain amount of time, you really need to think of ways of utilizing that time to serve you as an artist the best as possible. And the goal is, in my camp, great singing and great performances every single time. Okay, so that's kind of how things work for me. I hope you found that helpful. If you need more, if you want to be walked through it step by step, let me know by commenting, because what I will do is I will do an online workshop for you. And we can take a couple of hours and we can work through it step by step, and I'll show you every little thing that you need to do. I will take you through the process that I use, and we will smash out a great, you know, whether it's a quarter or the year in advance, let me know. And also let me know if you have any questions in general about, you know, the things that you struggle with. Because I am in my content planning, I'm planning for 2020. So I like to get ideas about what you want and how I can help you better. So yeah, let me know what you struggle with when it comes to singing, voice development, creating performance opportunities, once you're there at the performance, what are the things that you notice are a little bit challenging? Let me know, please, and I will create some cool resources for you. As always, thank you for your time. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to any questions, any comments. You can pop them right down below or come on over to bignotesgetvotes.com and hit me up there. Check out the blog, check out the resources, follow on YouTube, subscribe, check me out on the Facebook page, Big Notes Get Votes, and here on Instagram as well. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great day.